I'm here again with Norm Esterbrook, a programming writer on the Visual Studio User Education team. So what are you going to show us today?
So today I'm going to show you how to create a web part for SharePoint by using the ASP.NET Visual Web Designer. So let's get started.
Great.
Okay, so in Visual Studio, the first thing we do here is we go to New Project, and we click Visual Web Part. We can call this anything we want. I will call it My Web Part. You can use C# or Visual Basic, just like you can with any of our tools. Just so happens that I'm on the C# tab, so I'll just go with it. So we click OK, and this next screen, we just click Finish, accept the default options. And what's going to happen is I'm going to be presented with a very familiar designer. You may have seen this if you've done some ASP.NET development. It provides a design, split, and source view. Now, this is an example of how we've gone and taken something that has already been there, the Visual Web Designer, and we've enabled it to work to create things for SharePoint in the same way you would an ASP.NET web page. So what I'm going to do right away is I'm just going to add a few controls to the surface of the designer. We'll start with a checkbox list, and then I'll drag a button over there as well. And I can go over here and change properties just like I can in any Visual Web Designer. So I can go to Update. Now, I should give you a little background on what I'm doing. Just for the scenario, I'm going to create a web part that enables you to mash up calendars from SharePoint and view them in one consolidated calendar. Okay, so this is quite easy using our tools. So if I double-click on this button in the designer, I'm brought to a code block, and I'm going to start adding code. Now, for a minute, let me go back to the designer, because I want to show you something interesting here that I didn't call out earlier, and that is, in the designer, not only do we have all of the ASP.NET controls you're used to working with, but we also have a section here for adding SharePoint controls. Now, that SharePoint control list is not comprehensive. There are some that aren't enabled for the designer. And one of those controls, my favorite actually, is the monthly calendar view. And I'm going to use a monthly calendar view in this example, so I'm going to have to add it with code. No problem. So the first thing we need to do is we need to add some what we call in C# using statements, or import statements in VB. And this is going to enable me to work with the SharePoint controls. And my very favorite, the monthly calendar view, I'll add a declaration of that up here. Okay. And then I'm going to add some code to the page load event. And that, of course, is code that loads when the page opens. And I'll make a little more real estate available to us to look through the code. So what I'm doing in here is I'm creating a monthly calendar view. Okay, and then I'm going to go through, and I'm going to look at all the lists that are on the SharePoint site. And I'm particularly interested in those lists which have a type of events. And those are the calendars that are in SharePoint. And I'm going to take the name of that list, and I'm going to add it to my checkbox list. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to enable the user to be able to select calendars from the checkbox list to add to the consolidated calendar. Okay. So the next thing we want to do is we want to enable our update button. And that is what's going to bring all of the calendar items into one. So I'm going to paste a rather lengthy code sample for that. Okay, so I'll walk you through what this code example is doing. So first thing we're going to do is we're basically going to look at the checkbox list. Okay, and if an item in that list has been selected, meaning that you want to view that calendar in the consolidated calendar, we're going to form a query, and we're going to basically get that item. Okay. And once we've gotten that particular item, we're going to create another item in memory. This is a calendar item. And we're going to use the item we retrieved to populate some properties on that item and add it to a list. Okay, down here, items.add. And then once we've collected all of the calendar items from the selected lists, we're going to populate our monthly calendar view control by setting the data source to that collection of calendar items. Okay, so let's see if it worked. I'm just going to press F5. Okay, so the SharePoint site running on your local machine opens, And in order to see our web part in action, we actually have to create a web part page and add the web part to the web part page, just as you would with any web part in SharePoint. So first thing we do is we go to More Options, and from here we select Page, and we select Web Part Page, and then Create. Here we can name it anything we want. I can call it My Web Part Page. That works fine. And we won't worry about too many of the details. Okay, and I'm brought to a Web Part Page Designer. I'll select any of the content areas within this page, and I'll just select the header for to make it easy, and then Insert. I'll go to my Custom Web Parts, and you can see I've added a few here, but the last one is the one I'm interested in, and I'll click Add. And you can see right away the results of my web part. So there's the checkbox list that we added, with two calendars listed in that list. One is the default calendar that's on SharePoint, and another one is one I've added. And I've already gone and added items to those calendars for the purpose of this demo. So first I'll just select the default calendar, click Update, and you can see it adds items from the default calendar. If I want to mash up items from my custom calendar, I'll select that, click Update, and it will side-by-side add those entries as well. So that shows you how you could use Visual Studio to quickly create web parts for SharePoint by using a Visual Designer.
Great. Is there also a corresponding topic for this?
There is indeed. In fact, there's one published on MSDN right now. It's called Walkthrough: Creating a Web Part for SharePoint by Using a Designer.
Excellent. Thanks, Norm.
You're welcome.